strengthen each other, hold on to a warm and strong kesher with Saba and Safta, go visit them, preserve the family bonding. It is very difficult for me to think that I'm leaving you alone, but Hashem is the one who declares and decides life and death. And certainly, this is for my good, for everyone's good, and for your good. Help Abba eventually find another wife who will be to you as a mother and help them grow and mature. I ask your forgiveness. I ask your forgiveness for things I should have done for you and didn't do, and for the misunderstandings that emerged. May Hashem worry about all your needs, and just as he helped me during my most difficult moments, help you in your difficult moments. Please turn to him, daven to him, and he in his infinite chesed, rachamim, mercy, will have rachmanas in you and help you. Signed by a loving mother, whose love will escort you always, signed with tears, Ima. And she has a postscript. Such is the way of the world, such is the Ratzon Hashem, Hakol Tov, even though in this moment it doesn't appear to be so at all. Such is the Sefer Musar of a young mother who left an epitaph that largely characterizes the pasture of a Torah Jew towards death, towards tragedy, towards suffering. The Torah tells us, Vizei Avram Avinu, Ki Yedatim. Hashem says, I have a romance with Avram Avinu, Yedatim Lashon Chiba. Love. L'man Ashi Yitzaves Bonaves Beso Achav V'shomu Derech Hashem Lazos Lako Mishlah. As Avram Avinu follows the dark here, Hashem, and of course he's going to be compensated for that. L'man Havi Hashem Al Avram Eis Asher Diber Alav. The well-known Rambam in Hilchos Taanios, which happens to be connected to this week's Parshas HaShavua B'Havra Chukosai, as one of the most striking comments relating to tragedy and how we have to respond to tragic events. The Rambam here formulates a mitzvah sasem in our Torah, lizok u'loria v'chatzetzes ha'vol Torah sh'tova latibur. The obligation min ha'Torah, Torah obligation, v'lo v'chatzetzes, any mishap that occurs to the tzibur shenema ha'atzar ha'tzor eschem. And even though the context of the psukim that the Rambam cites is kisavol milchama v'yatzechem al'atzar ha'tzor eschem, we're talking about a war. Yet the Rambam extrapolates to those psukim and understands it's referring to any tzara shetova al'tzibur. Klomar, kol davar she'yitz al'chem kidgon v'atzore v'dever v'arbe, a reference to the corona, the obligation is to cry out to Hashem amidst the same Torah. This is over and above the Shitas HaRambam, that tefillah is a din d'oraisa. Rambam has a separate mitzvah, as he titles it in the Kotzeret, Litzok b'nei Hashem b'chalei Torah l'idayloh, to cry out to Hashem is barach in the time of Torah. The Rambam goes on in Alchot Beis, v'dobro zeh midarki atshuvahu, שבזמן שטובו צורו בייזקו עליה ויוריו, ידעו הכל שבגלל מעשיהם הרואי הורא להם. What is the cause of this? Somehow our actions. ככוסו אבונוסיכם היטו. And there is a recognition. If Kol Yisrael acknowledges, recognizes that we are the cause in some form or fashion, and somehow we try to do tshuva, that will be the midah kedegen midah. That tachazeh. Abelim lo yizaku v'lo yiriyu. If Hashem shol, we don't respond by doing tshuva, by carefully doing yecheshvan nefesh, introspection, examining our actions. Eliyom udavazeh miminu ga'olam miralonu. It's a happenstance. B'tzarazol nikro nikreis. It's a coincidence. The Rambam's language is incredibly strong. Harezu derech hazorius. Rambam calls this a cruel approach. We go ramislamly double masim haroy v'teisim hatzara taras acheres chasim shalom. This could engender, could precipitate further taras. Ushakasu b'atera v'alach nini v'keri ולאתי גרעים לכם בחמאס קרים, כלומר, שבי עליכם צורה, כדי שתשובו. Why is Hashem bringing about the sorrow? To send us a message that we should do tshuva. In Tomo Shul Keri, Oysev Lachem. The Beis HaVodim writes a great length, the number of times. There are events that occur in the world, and there's a reason for those events, what he calls Siva Musaiva, cause and effect. The Beis HaVodim comments at the beginning of Parshas Miketz, he has it so any number of times in his Parsha HaTorah, he has it in his Roshes, he has it a number of times. Suddenly, Paro becomes a dreamer. Heretofore, we don't encounter that Paro is dreaming. Suddenly, the present tense. And then the Torah describes how Yosef comes to his attention as a result of his encounter with the Sar Mashkin, the Sar Ofin. Yosef interprets the dream to his satisfaction. As a result, suddenly Yosef becomes the Mishnah of Mitzrayim, the viceroy to the king of Egypt. So anyone who interprets the Pesukim, Kipshutam, sees the following. Paro one day had a dream. Vayiv HaBogri HaTipor and Rucho, he's perturbed by the dream. Vayishlach Vayikor Eskol Chachim Ben Mitzrayim, Eskol Chachim Ben, he calls all the dreamologists of Egypt to interpret his dream. They don't do so to his satisfaction. As a result, Yosef comes to his attention, interprets the dream satisfactorily, and presto, Yosef becomes the Mishnah of Mitzrayim. Said the Beis HaLevi, what is the cause? According to this reading of the text, the cause is Paro's dream. What is the effect? Yosef becomes the Mishnah of Mitzrayim. Is this the correct interpretation? Says the Beis HaLevi. He called my Rebbe Rassal Avetzik Zatzal, he's named after the Beis HaLevi. Yeshicha, Ibigadayt Abinko. Just the opposite. Totally incorrect. Totally erroneous interpretation of the event. And the Beis HaLevi quotes a Medrash Chazal, Medrash Rabbah. Medrash comments quoting the Pasuk in Iyov. And the Medrash says in that Pasuk in Iyov, the time came for Yosef to be released from incarceration. At the end of the previous parasha Vayeshev, the Torah says that V'lo zocha sarah mashkim ez Yosef v'yishkocheyu. And Rashi comments from the Ashri HaGever Shesom Hashem Yitzhaku L'Ponei L'Vahogim. Yosef is remaining in prison for another 2 years, for whatever reason, whether it's the Avon of the Chazanish in that Rashi, or the Avon of the Netziv in that Rashi. But Yosef is 2 years in prison. But Kevin Shigiyaz Man L'Yosef L'Hishtachrem V'Sasurim Miyad Kolom Parachalom. So the Medrash understands what was the cause? Yosef had to be released from incarceration. What is the impact? We have to bring it about. How do we do so? Paro suddenly becomes a dreamer. And he cites the Beis HaLevi, the Lashon HaMi case, which is found in Tanakh in general, the end of an epoch, the end of an era, the end of a zeitgeist. That moment, that second, that Paro was supposed to be released from bondage, that's the moment that the Ribbono Shel Olam boom, decide they're going to be released. And that night, of course, is Lel Shimurim Hu, L'Hashem Otziyam Eretz Yisrael, Hu Alayim L'Hazel L'Hashem Shimurim L'Chol B'nei Yisrael L'Darosam. So what we think is the cause is really the effect. What we think is the effect is the cause. Rav Soloveitchik was in love with this Beis HaLevi. And he applied it in so many different circumstances. Amazing. I maintain, just, and he was said the false trend, al Rav Soloveitchik. So I maintain, when Trump was elected president of the United States, there's no doubt in my mind he was elected for one reason, because of events that occurred here in Eretz Yisrael. So what was the cause? Eretz Yisrael. What was the effect? Trump became president. Lefi derech hateva, there's no way he could have become president. I'm not going to go into details. I'll just leave it to your, don't even require a major imagination. That's a dreite in ganzen. I won't translate it. No one knows what it means. So there you have again, cause and effect. So here, I believe that's exactly what the Rambam is saying, Hilchos Taanios. The Rambam says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about the tzara? Not because of events that occur throughout the world internationally, But rather, as the Gemara says in Yevamos, "Ein Puranas Bado Eilam Ela Bishul Yisrael." Any Puranas that comes about is direct to Klal Yisrael. I remember years ago, I asked the Rav Soloveitchik in Boston. I was almost drafted to fight in Vietnam. I'm going to fight. Avishai Dev is going to fight the Viet Cong, Shugi and Gunson. What in heaven's name am I going to do in the boondocks over there? I was frightened out of my wits. And all of a sudden, I became a 4D student, a rabbinical student, as did 99% of Jews living in New York City at that point in time. I'm a biology major. My father said, "Why are you becoming a rabbinic student?" Fairly obvious. I have no interest in going to Vietnam. So what was the cause? Not going to Vietnam. What was the effect? I became a rabbinic student. And look what happened. It actually materialized. Some would say to my chagrin, some would say otherwise. So I asked Rav Soloveitchik, "What in heaven's name does the Vietnam War have to do with Klal Yisrael? Ain't Puranas Bala and Mishul Yisrael. I could not find any connection." It's true, the Gemara says in Megillah, "Milchama Nami Ashaldu the Gulahi." But Ma Kesher, Ma Inyan Shemitah, Etzel Hasinai. Ma Inyan Vietnam, Etzel Puranas La'am Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik asked me if I'm familiar with his uncle Sefer, Chidush HaGemiz Al HaTorah. At that time, I wasn't so familiar with it. So he told me, "Zetzer Chavek, I'll explain it to you." This is in Boston, where I could still open up my mouth without shaking. I was actually in his home. I went to show him a Maariv. And the course of it, he told me a whole shtickle term for Brisker Rav, which is found in the Perash Al HaTorah. Remarkable Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav comments on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara speaks about the beginning of Masechas Avodah Zarah, what's going to be Lasa Lavo? All the Umos HaElam are going to come, and they can present their credentials to Hashem Yisbarach Lasa Lavo. Shana, a bit more than Me'ev Yesrim, the Torah. And they're going to indicate Rome and Babylonia and all the empires. I imagine the Iranian, the Persian Empire as well. Everything we did was for Klal Yisrael. We built bridges, the Romans built aqueducts, engineering feats, all types of technological ingenuity they displayed. It was all for Klal Yisrael. What does Ribbono Shel say to them? Shaitim Shemayelon! Koma Shasitim, the Torah Hatzmechem Asisen. Whatever you did was for yourself. Back to Brisker Rav. What do you mean, Shaitim? Shakronim! You're an egregious liar. You're prevaricators. Outright sheker. Everything they did was for Klal Yisrael. Why didn't Ribbono Shel respond in such a passion? Zok to Brisker Rav. They're not saying sheker. Emes Lamito! Everything they did was for Klal Yisrael. Of course, that wasn't their kavanah. But everything they did was to Klal Yisrael. How does he know that? Apostle Yechumish. Breishis Bor Elokim, Es HaShemayim Ves HaOretz. Ramban refers to these chazal. Breishis, Bishul HaTorah, Shinik Res Reishis. Why was the world created for the Torah? Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darko. Not just Bishul HaTorah, Bishul Yisrael, Shinik Res Reishis. Apostle Yimeo, Kaddish Yisrael, Hashem, Reishis Tivuoso. The whole world was created for the Torah and for Klal Yisrael. So in effect, they were telling the truth. Everything they do is for Klal Yisrael. And the Beis Halevi, who has said this Yisod, kind of read, he passed it down to the Brisker Rav. And even though the Brisker Rav doesn't quote the Beis Halevi, but the Beis Halevi is saying this Yisod. Brisker Rav goes further. He quotes the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam is not done with the Pirush HaMishnayos. He mentions over there that what's a Puskin Eog? Yochin Rosha Vitzad Gilbosh. The Rosha prepares. There's an oasis in the desert. An oasis in a very isolated, lonely kind of desert area that no one ever came to really. Why was that oasis created? 100 years after the oasis emerged, a tzaddik is wandering in the desert and has to slake his thirst. And, oh, Baruch Hashem, the tzaddik sees an oasis and a tree growing by the oasis. Elon, Elon, brings to the Gemara, time is Bamea Barechacha. It's a beautiful niggin with that. And the tzaddik slakes his thirst and is able to, he's parched and he's tired, he's able to rest under the tree, under the shade. So the Rambam says, why was that Elam created? The Russia planted it and decided to construct an oasis. For whom? For that tzaddik. Look, the Brisker Rav, it's exactly what the Rambam is saying. The Chiddush of the Beis Halevi, the Brisker Rav, is a Klal Rambam. The Gantzevel was created for Klal Yisrael. This is the mocker, I believe, of Fiyani Yuznaiti. I didn't look to see if anyone says this. To me, this has always been the mocker of this Rambam here in Hilchos. The same Yisod, any tzara that occurs in the world is all for Klal Yisrael. Sounds like an Aryan theory. Racist, xenophobic. The answer is yes, as well. Emes Lamito. There are many other examples I can give. I'm not going to go into all of them at this point. But that which happened on Friday, on Lag BaOmer, the day that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopped dying. And that day, a tragedy of epic proportions that is indescribable occurred to Klal Yisrael and all of Klal Yisrael, the Chol Beis Yisrael, Yivku Asasrei Fasher, Sarah Fasher. So this should shake us. We should be in convulsions. And we have to try to figure out what message is there inherent that Hashem is Baruch wants to send us through this terrible tragedy that occurred. So first, I'm going to divide this. Well, that was not even a preamble. I'm going to divide this into two sections. Maybe a bit more than that. One is a bit more philosophic in nature, and then the other will be a bit more practical, hopefully. And there's no doubt that Ribbono Shel Olam wants us, whatever message you take from this, whether it's Hagoyin, Rav Shalom Cohen, Shlita, Chacham Cohen, Rosh Hashiva, Parat Yosef, who indicated it's clear, the message is Avas Chinam. How we have to love each other. That was the tikkun for Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, Shlo Nogu Kovot Zelazeh. Undoubtedly, that's a Yisod Godel. And there are many other messages that are clearly embedded. Lo Navi Anechi, Lo Ben Navi Anechi, V'afir Lo Bade Shikmin. But there's no doubt all of us can draw messages that are significant to each one of us individually and collectively. But suddenly, there's no doubt that Emunah is one of the most precious tzaddik v'emunasa yichya, and one of the most fundamental elements that we have to clearly strengthen is our emunah, to believe that kol man di'avi rachman l'tov avid, all happenings, all tragedies were decreed from on high by Misha Amar v'hoya olam. There's a fascinating comment of the Brisker Rav in a pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when Chana davens to Hashem. Pasuk says, "V'hi maras nefesh, v'tispala al Hashem uvachol tivke." She was very bitter, and we know mimamakim kasicha Hashem tfilo daraisa has to be mimamakim. And then Eli HaKohen tells her she'll be zoichet to have a child. So the risk of when he came to the psukim over there, the Navi says that Upnina Upaneha Lahoyulaot. She was so taken aback by what Eli HaKohen told her, she simply could not respond. And the risk of when he came to that pasuk, he became emotionally distraught. He broke out in tears. Pasuk says her face was not the same. When was this pasuk said? After Eli HaKohen promised her that in the following year she'll be zoichet to have a child. So here's Chana, who underwent tremendous yisurin for 19 years till she heard the promise from the mouth of Eli HaKohen. The moment she heard those words, the Navi testifies that the sadness and melancholia were no longer visible on her face. The question is why? Was she zoichet yet to see a child with her own eyes? The answer is no. But when Eli HaKohen promised her, Chana believed with her entire heart and soul till she actually felt she was holding a child. She reached such a madrega of emunah, And the Navi saw fit to underscore this with the pasuk Upanea lahayulai. Kiyo, she had given birth to a child. The essence of emunah is expressed and realized in words and events that don't necessarily happen before our eyes, that we can't always palpably feel with our hands. And despite the fact that our senses are often deadened, desiccated, we're duty bound to believe that the promises given to us by Hashem is Baruch will be realized and come to fruition in their proper time. We say in the brachas and the haftarah, not one scintilla will not come to fruition, will not be realized. To the extent that one's emunah is more complete and more tangible and concrete, so too a Jew will live his life with greater simcha. Everyone knows that the tzaras that plague us are ultimately for our benefit. As I mentioned earlier, the Gemara Kolman, the Abba Rachman, the Talabi, whatever Hashem does is for the good, but it's very difficult to always feel that. It's our obligation to fulfill not only that which is expressed in the Pasuk, Vayigam Aaron, when Aaron HaKohen lost his two children, Vayigam, and as Ramban writes, I mentioned it on Shabbos, Aaron, Bitzadikuso, Ubeprishuso, Shosak, accepted the Gzer of Hashem Yisbarach. Zoyz Chukas HaTorah, there's a Targum, Dog Gzer Daraisa. A Gzer that was absolutely beyond description. So we have to recognize, and even though intellectually we often do, V'ashevayseh l'bavecha ki Hashem u'elokim v'ashamayim mimau v'alaretz mitochah seinai. Even though we may have biyadata ayom, it's much more difficult to come to the second step of v'ashevayseh l'bavecha. There's quite a quantum leap between biyadata and v'ashevayseh. Despite all this, we're all waiting for the day we'll be able to see b'chush, not only to believe in all the goodness Hashem has promised to His created beings, but in effect, we'll be zochet to understand it. Yeah, the Gemara says, "Lasid lavo." The bracha of Baruch Dayna Emes that we say in this world will be a bracha of Atayv Amitiv. The way I heard Hagoyim Rapam Zatzal explained in the Mizvah of Yom Sheni that we say tomorrow, "Diminu Elokim Chasdecha Bekerem Echolecha." That which I thought was Miras Hadin is really the Chesed of Hashem is Baruch. It is very difficult for a mortal human being to see Miras Hadin as being Chasdei Hashem. I saw Hagoyim Rav Asher Vayt Shlita has a very beautiful comment. Many people say this tefillah on Friday night. Many people sing it. It begins with the words, Ribon Kol Ha'olamim. I was a Ram in Yeshivat Or Etzion. I spent a number of Shabbos in there, and the Rosh Shiva, Hagoyim Rav Chaim Drukman, Shlita, Shashem Yisbarach, Yishlach Lerufuah Shlema B'mheira, Hashamayim. He used to sing this Ribon Ha'olamim for 40 minutes. And I, the Litvak, am waiting for Kiddush, and waiting for a good meal. Tzar b'alechayim d'oraisa. And there zinged Ribon Kol Ha'olamim. I try to avoid being in the yeshiva there on Friday nights. I thought I would appear after the Ribon Kol Ha'olamim, make Kiddush earlier, and then appear a bit later. But I debated with myself, decided it wasn't that hard. Rabbi Jacobson, Shlita, you had an effect on me even before you knew me. Ribon Kol Ha'olamim, Adon Kol Shomos, Moida Ani Lefonecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avosai, Al Kol HaChesed Asher Asita Imodi. I thank Hashem Yisbarach for all the chesed that have done for me. Basher Ata Osi Lasos Imi V'Imkol B'Yosecha B'nei Bris. And that which Hashem is going to do to all of Klal Yisrael. So the obvious question is, why is it when I express thanks to the Hashem for the past, I mentioned Al Kol HaChesed Asher Asita Imodi, for all the kindness you did for me. I only mention myself. And yet when I pray to Hashem for the future, there I say, Basher Ata Osin Lasos Imi V'Imkol B'Yosecha B'nei Bris. I refer to all of Hashem's creations. That's amazing. Adon Rav Asher Vayt Shlita suggested that the distinction lies in the following. There are chasodim, kindnesses that Hashem performs with people that are not self-evident. Even the recipient of chesed, said Adon Rav Vayt Shlita, has to be a lamdin godol, understand the totality of the chesed and the Torah that Hashem does. It's all for the good. But the average person will not necessarily see it or understand it. Ein balales, makir b'niso, Chazal say. Even a person who experiences a nest doesn't always recognize it, acknowledge it. So when a person thanks Hashem for the past, he specifically mentions Asher Asisa Imadi, that which Hashem has done for me. Only I, after evaluating and examining carefully and probing that which has happened to me, realize all the manifold chesed that Hashem has bestowed upon me. But for the future, I pray to Hashem, Riba and Kol Olamim, he'll do for me kindnesses that my entire household, Kol Bnei Beisi, and all of Klal Yisrael, Kol Abriyos, can feel the great good that he does for the entire world universally. And that's also the explanation of the tefillah of Esabenu Mituvecha. We ask Hashem to satiate us with his goodness. The Gemara says in Yuma, in the last parak, that a blind person who cannot see the food that's brought before him is not satiated. He's not satisfied completely. Because in order for one to be totally able to derive benefit and pleasure from your food, you have to see it with your own eyes. So we pray to Hashem, he'll satiate us with his goodness. We'll merit to literally see the chassadim with our eyes, and not only to believe that they are existing. One of the greatest of dilemmas and enigmas which we've struggled with from the dawn of our existence is the problem of suffering in this world, or as in the language of Chazal, Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh V'tovlo, the problem of theodicy, which is throughout Tanakh. Moshe Rabbeinu himself expressed and posed this question to Hashem Yisbarach, Hodieni Nos Ruachecha, Ve'eba'acho L'manem Tzachem Be'enecha, Areni Nos Kvodecha, and many of you showing him, see that, Bakosha, essentially he was asking Hashem, help me resolve this issue. Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh V'tovlo. Or in the modern parlance, why do bad things happen to good people? Show me your ways so I can find grace in your eyes. And that's how Chazal, the Gemara, and Bishenim say that was the issue of Tzadik V'ralo. Why do the righteous suffer? Why do the wicked prosper? The question troubled Moshe Rabbeinu, the question troubled Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the question troubled Habakkuk, the question troubled David HaMelech and Tehillim, the question troubled Shlomo HaMelech and Koheles. The whole Sefer Iyyob is devoted to that quandary. I mentioned on Shabbos, many years ago, I taught Sefer Iyyob for a period of 5 years. Went through the entire Ramban on Iyyob. And then I said to myself, when I get to the end of the Ramban, I'm sure he will resolve the issue for me and tell me what the solution is to this quandary of Tanik Viral, the Russian Viterbo. At the end, the Ramban answers the Kasha by saying that Iyyob was a Gilgal. Ezmir, 5 years. Transmigration of souls. That's the test of the Kasha of Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Tovlo. Of course, the answer is, there is no answer. Do Yigzera Daraisa. And the Ramban in the Hakdama Tiyo already indicates that over the issue, many have been led to Kfira, to atheism, to agnosticism. To read the Losh of the Ramban. V'yesh dover machiv halavavos u'madiv hamachshavos, something that has troubled many. Mimenu levado nimshchu rabim b'chal aderes l'kfira gemura. Many people became kofrim as a result of it. V'hu heiros ba'ilam mishpat me'ukal. Seems that the justice in this world is not just. Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh V'tovlo. Yirmu madu adach ploni yifloni tzalecha. Why is X, who seems to be someone wicked, and yet he's prospering? V'lam ploni yifloni sheiro tzadik in lobadu, and the tzadik is suffering. Zesh shorish hameri v'chala mordim mikolom v'loshu. Abban said this is the source of rebellion across the board. And as a result, there are several schools of thought that emerge as a consequence of this. One day is Sholim Hashkochem and Aberi's Barah, La Yibia. There's no divine providence. There are many French philosophers and others, the deists, who contend that even if Hashem is about created the world, then he abandoned it. He left it. And the Ramban goes on, Yesh Kat Acheret, that the Ribbono Shel Olam simply is acting with caprice, capriciously, whimsically. B'yachol Asos, Hara, or Shalom Nenu. Whatever he feels like, he wakes up one morning in a bad mood, Hashem is Baruch, and just goes on his merry way. So the Rabban indicates this is the source of many who have deserted and abandoned the Torah and the light. Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal, I guess I'll have to. Oh, there's no clock here, though. Oh, behind me is a Raisa Sachara, if I lay you wrong, so it doesn't help me. Okay, we'll just try to be brief. Soloveitchik Zatzal, in his classic essay called The Lido Fake, explores this issue. He attempts to show that Yahadus arrived at a new formulation and definition of the problem. The problem of suffering, he says, can be raised in two dimensions. One he calls Brit Goral, and one he calls Brit Yud. One is fate, and one is destiny. Of course, Zaydina, everything is dialectic. There's an I that's subject to fate, and an I that's subject to destiny. And therein lies the approach to this dilemma of Tadik Meralo, Rashi Vatzoblom. Goral, or fate, is an existence described by the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Al Korchacho Atochai, the Al Korchacho Atoneila. Our lives are but a link in a chain, devoid of meaning and direction, but subject to environmental forces which have been subjected without prior consultation. Or to put it in brisker terminology, the eye of Goral is essentially a chefza. It's an object lacking any independence, lacking any autonomy. In light of this imagery, the experience of Tariq Meralo is terror-strickening. Man is perplexed, man is confused. Fate mocks him, his very being is shattered and torn. The dread of annihilation crushes him, body and soul. He wanders about listlessly, aimlessly. Yahadus did not attempt to deny the phenomenon of suffering. Whoever does so is essentially a fool living in a fool's paradise. Therefore, Yahadus determined that man entrapped in the Brit Goral, in a fate-laden existence, will seek in vain for the solution. And the problem of Tzadik Goralo will never be able resolve. Certainly the testimony of the very Elam, as the Torah testifies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on the world, Chazal even comment, even death is the ultimate good. However, the affirmation can only be made from the perspective of Hashem is Barach. Finite man cannot grasp the solution. Only if man could see the entire picture, the Chafetz Chaim writes in many Mishalim, and grasp the world as a whole, could he have perspective on the essential nature of Tzadik Meralo. But as long as our apprehension is limited, and we can only see fragments of the cosmic drama, we cannot penetrate into the depths of Tzadik Meralo. The Kitzur, from the standpoint of Brit Goral, the eye of fate, the Chefza, man is a Chefza, there's no solution to the problem. But from the standpoint of Brit Yehud, destiny, then the problem assumes a different dimension. Man confronts his environment with his distinctive uniqueness. Here, man's motto is, Al Korch Atochai, you live of your own free will. Man, says Harav Soloveitchik, can be like an object, but possesses the ability to live like a subject, like a creator, like a gavra. Man's task in this world is to transform Goral into Yud, fate into destiny, a passive existence into an active existence. The Bracha of Hashem to his handiwork so much reflects the idea. Pru Rabu, Umilu Asaras V'Kishua, engage in conquest. Subdue your environment through realization of your destiny of Yud. Become a Shuto Lakarish Bokha, the Mice of Rachis. The man of destiny does not cower before evil and suffering, attempts to deal with it. And now it's the question, what are my obligations in view of Tzadik Meralo? What can I do? And the answer is quite simple. Suffering comes to elevate a person. Lezakako, lekacho, letaro. It comes to purify him. to sanctify his spirit, to cleanse him, to purge him of the dross of materialism, of superficiality, of vulgarity, refine his very neshama. Suffering indeed is a kapara. And from the midst of suffering, a Jew emerges cleansed and pure. The Navi says, "A sorahi li Yaakov, umimena yivashaya." It's the time of agony from Yaakov, but from the very midst of agony, nay, because of it, he will be saved. The Ramallah says in Tillim, "Och Hashem ki anachtabi, yoshu v'achov t'nachameni." My character will be enhanced by suffering. I'll reach a level of exaltedness, a level even which is angelic in nature, unachievable from the standpoint of the Brit Goral. Out of the negation grows the affirmation. Out of the antithesis, the thesis blossoms. And the Torah itself in Rosh Chanan tells us, "Batzar lecha umtzaucha kol adroim ve'ele v'shato Hashem elokecha v'shavata v'kolam." Suffering is directly related to tshuva, as I mentioned in the Rambam earlier. Afflictions are designed to stir us to repent. And what is tshuva? That our self-renewal, our personal geula, our personal redemption. Woe to the person who's suffering does not precipitate a spiritual crisis, a metamorphosis, a transformation. Woe to the person whose neshama remains frozen. And we have deepened this concept by combining the notion of the elevating of suffering with that of divine chesed. Hashem's acts of chesed are not a free gift. Otherwise, it would be nama de kisufa, the neshama kabbalah, but in essentially implore us and precipitate obligations upon their beneficiary. When Hashem endows us with health, with prosperity, I must know how to use these boons, how to take these gifts, transform them into fruitful creative forces, how to take the divine chesed that flows to me and perform deeds of chesed for others. That will just be Messiah and this Nekuda, that just as the goodness of Hashem imposes upon us the obligation to do exalted sublime deeds, so too the afflictions require a person that he improve and purify his life. In a word, man is obliged to resolve not the question of the causal or teleological explanation of suffering, but the question of how suffering is going to lead me to higher and higher levels, how it's going to transform the goral into yud, fame to destiny, elevating myself from my object, the chetza, to our subject of Gavra, from a thing to a person. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eov. And Mitzvah Hashem, in the next session, we will continue. I just wanted to end with the following story, which I'm very fond of. I heard from one of our Soloveitchik's doctors, the Chatzal de Rocha. I used to go to Rashi and Maria, and this doctor, who was very close to the Rav, so he told me the following story. His mishpacha, I believe, lives here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. When he became a doctor, he asked three Gedolei Yisrael what area of medicine to enter. He asked Ramesh Feinstein Zatzal, and Ramesh told him, enter an area of medicine where you'll be involved minimally in Chilul Shabbos. So what did he decide to do? Radiology. Radiology is a great profession. Even on Yom HaZeh, more or less, you can maintain Shmir Shabbos. Then he went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Oliver Shalom, Zechen Lebracha, Zechatag Lebracha. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him that enter an area of medicine where you'll enhance a person's self-esteem. What area should that be? He asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe, become a dermatologist. Because people with skin conditions often have a low self-esteem. Everyone is looking at them and the like. And then he went to our Soloveitchik and asked him, what area of medicine should I enter? So he told him to push the frontiers of medicine forward, discover new technologies, discover a cure for cancer, new therapies, new medicaments, and the like. So all the three, first of all, each one reflects exactly whom they were. So amazing to me. But beyond that, I think Rav Soloveitchik's answer expressed really this yesod, that not that we should be passive, we shouldn't be this sense of Brit Goral, but Brit Yud. Everyone should see, in effect, himself as having adopted what Rasalesh used to call doctrine assignment. Everyone has an assignment. Everyone has a taket. We have to figure out what our assignment is in this world to bring Hashem Yisbarach and to bring the idea of Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad into the world. And that's how we have to view as well any tzar that occurs in Klal Yisrael, immediately we have to respond to it, whether it's Avas Chinam, whether it's Chesed, whether it's treating each other with tremendous derech eretz, many, many areas of tikkunim that are required for these tzaddikim who gave up their lives to be a kapara for who knows what averus that individually, collectively we had. Halvai, we should take this to our hearts. We are datayya mashevesel of avecha, and Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach use this as the riddle of tzarech aliyah, as a kerish pizza to go higher and higher in dveikus Hashem Yisbarach and bring and call yourself together. As the Gemara says in Megillah, Gdoy l'saras ha-tabas, Yesu v'memches neviyim, v'shev neviyah sh'nisnav li-Yisrael, Sarah always somehow seems to unite us. Halavai, we should be united not just in Tzoras, but only be zeichet to many, many simchas, the Netzach Mitzvachim, Amen.